Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 16. The glory of him who takes away the first and establishes the second. Topic: F. Differentiating the first and the second priesthoods from other priesthoods in the world. Once we know from the scriptures that a priesthood is also specified by the criteria that constitute it in a more detailed way and that are expressed in what is called the law associated with each priesthood, whether informal or formal, we understand that we can go a step further or more objectively in the task of differentiating the main aspects of the priesthoods and which, in a way, classify them in large groups with very evident and distinct characteristics from each other. In the world, there is a very wide variety of priesthood propositions. On the hand, however, these proposals also end up having some general characteristics that allow them to be distinguished and positioned in groups from a few basic points that compose them, making explicit already from few aspects which are the most general lines that are part of these priesthoods. So, we understand that the first central or fundamental aspect that differentiates a priesthood from other priesthoods is who or what is considered as divinity in each priesthood. And, as a consequence, we understand that the second basic aspect that differentiates a priesthood from other priesthoods is related to the point of whether it is recognized and authorized or not by who or what is considered as a deity in the respective priesthood. Furthermore, yet due to the first differentiation between priesthoods, it may also be said, then, that the first big division of priesthoods into different groups ends up dividing the priesthoods only into two broad groups. When we see the different priesthoods in the light of the scriptures and in the aspect of the divinity to which they are directed, we can see that in this aspect all the priesthoods end up being divided into 1. Those priesthoods that claim that in addition to the eternal one God, there are other gods and deities that might be invoked and sought or who do not even recognize the one Creator. 2. Those priesthoods that seek or invoke the unique God Creator of heaven and earth and what is in them. If a specific type of priesthood believes, teaches, and accepts that in the universe there may be several gods or deities that people may seek and to which they might devote themselves, even considering the possibility that the very human being may represent a type of divinity or be self-sufficient to define natural and eternal life according to his own understanding. This priesthood, together with all the others that also have similar characteristics, form, in this sense, the same common group of priesthoods even if they may have very different characteristics when compared with each other. And the fact that there is such a significant first factor of dividing the types of priesthoods, could perhaps make someone thinking that the priesthood named first in the book of Hebrews could eventually be that group of priesthoods that abstain from the one Creator God or which do not accept the condition that there is only one sovereign and eternal God. However, when we look at the first group mentioned above more closely, we can see that it is not this group of priesthoods that the text of Hebrews refers to under the name of first. Although the so-called first and second priesthoods are very different from each other, both do not belong to the first group that we have presented in the paragraphs above. Both the priesthood called the first and the so-called second belong to the group of priesthoods that seek the one God Creator of heaven and earth, which in turn differentiates them significantly from all other priesthoods in the world that do not have this same characteristic in common. Nevertheless, after classifying the priesthoods as those who do not seek the one Creator God exposed by the scriptures and as those who do, we saw above that there is still a second basic aspect that classifies the types of priesthoods in groups, which is the acceptance or validity of the priesthoods before the divinity to whom they are addressed. If a type of priesthood does not seek the one Creator God, it is also to be expected that it obviously will not be accepted and validated by the Lord, for this type of priesthood seeks to abstain and alienate people from their Creator. The second aspect of classifying priesthoods into large groups, however, opens up space for there to be also significant divisions within each large group of priesthoods. Thus, If we consider only the second great group of priesthoods, which are those who seek the one Creator God, we may also find in this group another second great division regarding their classification. Therefore, the group of priesthoods classified, primarily, as the group of those who seek priestly service directed to the one Creator God, may still, according to the second criterion for the classification of priesthoods, be further classified into 1. The priesthoods that seek the one Creator God, but that have never been accepted or authorized by the Lord to be practiced. 2. The priesthoods that seek the one Creator God and that have been authorized by the Lord to be used by people, even if only temporarily, as is the case of the so-called first type of priesthood. There are some types of priesthoods that are proposed to people in the world and that present themselves as priesthoods that seek the one Creator God, but that never had any instruction or validation from the Lord to be used by them, which makes these types of priesthoods a set of propositions that were unilaterally elaborated by the creation as if the creature could establish to the Lord how he should accept people and how he should relate to them. Therefore, the priesthood called first in the Hebrew text that has been adopted as a reference in this chapter also does not refer yet to the set of priesthoods that seek the one Creator God without any endorsement from the Lord to do so. Both the priesthood named first and the priesthood called second are part of the same group of priesthoods that seek the one Creator God, but also of the group of priesthoods that were authorized by the Lord to be practiced by human beings, even though the first was authorized only for a specified period. And the fact that the priesthood named the first and the priesthood called the second have some basic characteristics that place them in the same classification of such a specific set of priesthoods is probably one of the most challenging aspects of the task of understanding the distinctions between these two particular types of priesthoods. When we come to see that the priesthood called first is also a priesthood very close to the priesthood named as the second in terms of classifying priesthoods into groups, we may likewise come to have a more accurate perception of how challenging and necessary it is to make a more specific and more precise approach towards the distinction between these two priesthoods in particular. Thus, it is from the proximity that the so-called first priesthood has with the so-called second in terms of classifying priesthoods into groups, but, at the same time, also based on the fact that there are still vast differences among other of its fundamental characteristics, that the understanding of the distinctions of the so-called first and the second priesthoods may be better or more objectively achieved.